Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Demon Seed.
You must be mistaken.
It's now. It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here
puppetry? The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Hey, everybody. It's Carl Zapatista here. From off of... Hang on a minute, the stereo will turn off. That's better. Hi, everybody. It's Carl Zapatista here from off of Demon Seed Podcast. You're probably familiar with my works now. You've been tuning in for a while, ain't you? And we all love enjoying some of these moments we're sharing together, growing the community in many ways. You know, we started off as three people performing the podcast. And that grew an audience of over six. Since then, it's come down to one person doing the podcast, which is no major issue. You know, and on top of that, the audience has grown in a way. Well, it's remained to six. So, you know, it's great to see the community still thriving. And well, it's great to be here again on the episode. Dropping in again, of course, with a few classic memories from the old days. Milk tray adverts, Imperial leather soap. And of course, Woolworths for Christmas. They're all things we remember, don't we? And, well, this week I thought I'd take a deep dive into some of the classical memories. And, of course, I'll be bringing you some of the favourite tunes from throughout history, what you've heard and what you remember. And along the way, we'll be talking about people's memories of those... of those tunes, and kind of course, you know, we'll be looking at some of the comments that YouTube users have so liberally put on. But before we start any further, it looks like we've got a fellow member in the auditorium this evening. I can see there's Michael Bubbins in the area. Michael, good evening, Michael. Michael, hello, Michael. Can you hear me, Michael? Michael, can you hear me, Michael? I am Mike. It's Carl Zapatista here. Enjoying some memories at the moment. How are you this evening, Mike? It's great to have you on. Can you hear me, Mike? Oh, hello, Mike. Can you hear me, Mike? Can you hear me? Hello, Mike. Hang on a minute, Mike. Mike, can you hear me? Mike. Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike. Can you hear me, Mike? Hello, Mike. Uh, Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Please, somebody help me.
Jonathy.
Michael.
Jonathy.
Michael, can you hear me now, Michael? Michael, can you hear me, Michael?
Oh, yes, John. John, I missed you so.
Michael, it's so good to have you back.
Oh, John. May I call you Helen?
Of course you can.
Thank you, John. Thank
only
you
if so I can call you Jill, then
oh,
I'm sure to you.
John. Well,
very good. Very good. Tell me, Jill, how are you this evening?
Oh, the sands of time have run through our fingers since last time we spoke to you.
It's been many a week.
Many a long, long week. Thank God for the fucking low expectations of our listeners, John.
Well, of course, all six of them don't care anymore, Michael. Get away with what
right
we want.
Why should they, John? And why should anybody?
These young boys expecting the world, what they get in return is a shoebox full of shit and some basic.
A quick my boys, John, if you wouldn't mind for the listeners.
My boys, my wonderful boys. Each one of you has been so very, very spectacular. Each one of you deserves a prize. Ryan, for you, a Ryan Giggs signed sweatshirt. Not the football strip that he wore during the games, but a sweatshirt from CNA. David, for you, this used gonk I found on the side of the motorway with some fluid inside. And Ridian, for you, the sweetest of all the boys with the tiniest of the hands and the most mandible of all the mouths. For you, this picture of Isla St. Clair covered in my seed. Jill, get the cape. It's time.
Well, shut that door.
Hey! Oh, this is good. How are you, Mike?
Oh, I'm as well as God made me, John.
Oh, great stuff. And I tell you what, we're up for a great, great night tonight.
I've had a great, great few weeks. I've had my car written off. It's just been great fun.
So you had half the car written off, and then they fixed it, but only put half of another
That's
car.
It. Yeah. It's like a cut and shut. But, Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, but it gives you the street edge, Mike. You know, imagine.
Oh, I mean, John, a wonderful air. I can hold my head up high amongst the young, the disenchanted youth,
of course,
of the local area. For example, the Cabell for interchange, and one drives down there and one's cut and shut, and one simply belongs, John.
Yes,
there's a simple sense of belonging, a wonderful sense of a Welsh friend who's called Hiraeth, John.
Hiraeth, yes,
very much. Of course, it's a longing to be somewhere. In my case, of course, the Cabell for Interchange.
The Cabell for Interchange, yes, Michael.
I love sit down and make this fucking. I have fucking bear fun, mate. Believe I don't fucking give a fuck, mate. I fucking drives my car down there all the time. I ain't got no fucking license, brother. I ain't got no fucking insurance. And I don't fucking give a fuck either, mate. So fuck them all, I says.
I don't even go there in a car no more. I just fucking get on my fucking sister's bike. And I can tell you for a fact this is a woman's bike because it's got a lowered crossbar on it.
Oh, yeah, they got a fucking drop bar on it to watch. So they haven't got to worry about ricking all their bars on it.
Well, the thing I never understood.
Like Jesus Christ on a fucking dust bin back in the fucking day.
Well, turns a corner, pulls a skid and all that, Mike. But if you've got a set of balls and you do have a standard...
Well, fucking don't you fucking worry. You've got fucking bare bollocks, mate.
Well, it makes sense, right, to have a drop crossbar so you don't smash your balls. But for some reason, the woman gets a drop crossbar and the man gets a ball smashed.
She's got a fucking cunny, mate. It don't make fuck all sense, do it?
Don't make no sense at all. I mean, personally, if I was a woman, I wouldn't be caught dead riding a bike in case I swallowed the saddle. Only because, I assure you, that I imagine if I was a woman, I'd have a rather large front bottom. Not saying they all have.
You'd have a fucking massive old fanny, I reckon, if you was a fucking bird.
It'd be, do you know if you go swimming, you get them rubber inner tubes, it would be like two of them pink rubber. Be two of them pink rubber inner tubes, and I put it on YouTube and make loads of money.
Imagine The phenomenon, if you will, the John, the absolute phenomenon of the rubber-tubed vagina, John. One's often to find oneself on one's back in a car park, of course, with a rubberized vagina. And let's not forget, John, from the early days of this very podcast, some hot gravel, John.
Oh, and why not add in a nice rubber tube to really enhance the evening there for yourself?
Oh, skips.
This young lad. We used to go to Ulterine Technical College. No, simply as the tech. Because it had a series of 1960s style concrete banks you could take a skateboard on. I think it's called brutalist architecture, but I'm not too up to
date. Yeah, like the one that you used to see on like the Sweeney and the Professionals.
Kind of thing. And of course, we take our skateboards up there. And after about 3 or 4 hours, help me.
Fuck him, Dano.
Up and down the banks. We get a bit bored and we walk around the empty college during the summer months. And of course, on the side they had a couple of wooden porter cabins that had been put in the flat roof style. One day we went round the back of them and some of the wooden slats had been kicked off. Someone meet Philip Doherty.
Yeah, I was thinking one of his young vandals, John. Young vandals up the car.
Rough kids had done it.
Rough kids, the scourge of the fucking country, John. The rough kid, of course. Sorry for swearing there. That's Fife Robertson. I really swear. I forgot. I was out of character there for a second. I do apologise, John. Please continue.
Philip Doherty decided to crawl underneath the porter cabin.
Oh, Philip Mills. Mischievous chap.
When he came out, he found a cream-coloured dildo that had been left underneath it. And at the time, he was wearing a paisley shirt, so I said, Phil, don't pick it up with your bare hands. It'll have AIDS on it. Phil used the cuffs of his shirt to pick up the dildo.
Well, I can only imagine, John, that you grew up in something of a den of iniquity, because, of course, many of your childhood memories, John, involved finding butt plugs, dildos, artificial vaginas, large bags of semen, condoms full of spunk. Whereas growing up on the somewhat more genteel street of Barry, of course, in the 1970s and 80s, I would find things like drinks cans, of course. Maybe occasionally some squashed cigarette packet. But Newport, I must say, John, all of life was there, John.
All of life was there, of course. I mean, Mike, you must take into account, you on one occasion did go on a camping trip where a young boy did place liters of his own.
Oh, season. Yes, well, quite, of course. I should say his name, of course. Let's just call him MD. That was his initial. And yes, as I've recounted, I'm sure I've recounted before, it's very, very popular. So MD spent a week in a Boy Scout camp making love to himself, of course, onanism. Yeah. And storing his seed, if you will, in a carrier bag, as he was wanted to do. And on the last night of the scout camp, he was worried if the sixer or the seconder or whatever they call them, the child molester in charge, would discover that he'd been indulging himself in extended onanism over the course. Of course, MD was prolific self-pleasure, of course. Very, very proud of the fact, John, that he would achieve ejaculation issue, if you will, sometimes up to 8 times a day. So we're talking in the region of 56 issues in this particular carrier bag, obviously some larger than others. And of course, the last day not wanting to take the carrier bag home with him, of course, and not wanting the other boys to find out, or the sex offender in charge of the group, he emptied the contents of said bag on the side of his tent, of course, and told the paedophile in charge that he'd been the victim of a bovine sex crime, whereupon a local bull had mounted the tent, if you will, and proceeded to make love to it and to issue his bovine seed, of course, all over the side of the tent.
I mean, we've all had friends who've taken it a step too far. I clearly remember in secondary school we had a very, not so much a close friend, but a companion, I might say.
An acquaintance, you know.
An acquaintance. I shouldn't have said his name. I'll change that.
No, but you frequently do, John.
And I must say,
let's call him GM.
Let's call him GM.
Oh, of course, you already said his name. We should say GM from now on.
We'll say GM for now. And GM himself was very fond of, and now I remember there was a pair of flat front Farrah trousers that were endorsed.
No, wonderful. Yes, Farrah, yes.
Paul Nicholas of Just Good Friends fame would endorse them in the Kay's catalogue.
And why not, of course? Burgundy, of course. Sand. Sand, yes. Black.
The chino style.
Yes. Wonderful item of legwear. Go on, please.
And well, Gabriel would wear these trousers, but they were two sizes too small for him. So his arse was incredibly big, coming out the back in rather bulbous shape. And of course, he wore white socks with slip-ons. So
it was very much rigor at the time, of course.
Naturally. And
one thinks of Samuel Le Bon, of course, Roger Taylor. Of course. Mr. David Bowie, of course. And Gordon Sting.
And I believe it was, GM. I believe.
GM. Gabriel Mawson, yes.
Lived in the sort of Chepstow, Caldecott, Mega area. And I do believe, I may be wrong, it could have been Stephen Cadogan, shouldn't have mentioned his name.
No, quite right. No.
Just called him Stevesy.
Oh, I see.
One of them had been in a field one evening amongst nature, and he'd spotted a herd of cows. During the same time, he'd also spotted a... Well, it certainly adds to the ambience of the podcast. Production Thank values are obviously limited here.
Well, of course, the pool boy is unlikely to have chance, of course, to add sound effects. In the meantime, as we're once again operating on a budget, John, so I shouldn't do my own. Please continue.
Oh, of course. Thank you. Upon his meanderings around this countryside field, he found a rather sizable metal... He found a rather sizable metal tube, which, of course, is a... And a young boy who is in a field who finds a rather sizable metal tube and a herd of cows decided to place the metal tube inside one of the cows.
Good Lord, yes. Once again, John, your idyllic, your Blighton-esque childhood in Newport never ceases to amaze me.
And of course, he places it inside.
A wonderful ringing endorsement for me, John, for the Catholic education system.
Of course, it says a lot about worshipping Jesus Christ, our Savior. And of course, he places the tube inside, has a good old laugh with some of his chums. And then,
what's wrong with that, John?
No, exactly. There's nothing wrong with enjoying yourself. The next day, they return to the field. Obviously, it's a weekend. They can spend all their time in the fields, as many young boys did in the 80s and 90s.
This is pre-video games, of course.
Long before the Spectrum 4. Well, around about the same time as the Commodore 64 or Spectrum 48K, but nowhere by any means the elaborate computing power of the PlayStation.
One could Pong, one could Pac-Man, one could Frogger, one soon tired of such pursuits.
Exactly. Manic Miner was about the limit there. But, of course, they returned to the field the next day to find the said metal tube.
Go on, John.
Was surrounded by feces, but bent at a 45-degree angle. And to this day, they could never figure out why it was bent so severely, but they do know that it was obviously ejected from the insides of the cow quite
simply. Of course, if the listeners listening to this podcast, John, if they do see a metal tube in a field, and a field full of cows, if they could refrain
from
inserting metal tubes into animals' anuses,
naturally,
that would be most helpful. I mean, really,
I personally would.
No, not for us, of course, John. For the cows. Do it for the cows.
Do it for the animals. They can't. They can't.
Thank you.
They can't.
Thank you, Daisy.
Exactly. Very much so. A fantastic story, and there's plenty more where they came from, Michael. Plenty more where they came from.
Gee, I gotta tell you, man.
Oh, what's happening?
That sounds like the greatest place in the goddamn world to grow up. Imagine being a kid growing up in the 70s and the 80s in Newport, man. It sounds like some kind of candy shop. Oh my gosh.
You had
my
to be
God,
there to see
I'm
it.
Fucking so jealous of you.
You had to be there to see it.
The place was a cornucopia.
If you went out into the woodlands, you were guaranteed to come across a cockmag within 2.5 meters of walking into the bushes. I'm talking Playboys. I'm talking Mayfairs. I'm talking Rita's wife scattered all over the
garden. Don't forget the penthouse.
Oh, my God. Penthouse was dripping off the trees alongside the seed coat in the pages. That place was a fucking crazy hellhole. Every goddamn woodland in the goddamn town. Fudgy.
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know, we just told you that.
Clap hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
There is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the Claghams may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming paywall. Twice the clag, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Claghound, go to patreon.com/thedemonseed.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.